Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Jules Von Hepp.
Hello, I'm Sarah Powell.
And welcome to Wobble, a podcast about happiness and body confidence.
Because we all wobble. On this week's episode of Wobble, I'm flying solo.
Yes,
that's
you are.
Right. Julesy was off doing Isle of Paradise business. And I went to a very, very fancy hotel room to go and meet Crystal Fuentes. I love saying her surname.
Say it again.
Fuentes. Mm, Crystal Fuentes.
Satisfying.
She is the ladies' coach. So she does stuff on YouTube. She's got a brilliant podcast. And she's got a huge online community all around the idea of helping you and your relationships. And that can be in anything. That can be friendship. That can be work. That can be love, that can be all sorts of things. I adored her. I didn't want to leave the hotel room, and I didn't for several hours. And so I'm so excited for you to hear this. What a treat to have you on Wobble.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
I'm so excited.
And we are in Crystal's hotel room, which is bigger than my flat, which is in the Savoy. It's so fancy. I'm not actually going to leave. And Jules will be gutted that he has missed this.
Honestly. I don't want you to leave.
Yeah. And Crystal's got these amazing headsets, because we should talk about your podcast, and we will, but to record your podcast. And they are like, I mean, it's the sort of thing that you could land a Boeing 747 in. I mean, they are just, it's like a proper Britney headphones call center.
Truly. So legit.
Yes.
Like, too legit to
quit. Crystal has a brilliant podcast, Talk, Listen, Change, and has also written a book. I'm going to applaud you for the book, which we'll talk about later. For those who don't know the ladies coach, just explain a little bit about what you do.
We just help millennial women with life and relationships. TheLadiesCoach.com is really my passion. And really, it's just a place to get free resources that could help you with any area in your life, you know. So it could be intimate relationships, it could be passion and purpose, money, it could be family, friendships. It's just a place where experts actually contribute their work that can help women in different areas of their life.
And you've got your YouTube as well, don't you? You do it on YouTube.
Yes.
And you've got your podcast as well.
Yes.
Which is just full of amazing stuff. And I love your team. I love that Chrissy's in the corner here, just
she's
taking notes.
Jenner.
And yeah, she's the Kris Jenner of the ladies coach, oh, which is amazing. I was trying to think of the Kris Jenner of Wobble, and I think it would probably just be my mother, actually. It'd probably just be June, who likes to get involved every now and again. Something that I love that you talk about a lot is self-awareness. Mm. That's something that a lot of your work, I know, comes back to. And I've heard you say a lot, shine a light, when you talk about self-awareness. And why is it so vital?
Oh, I mean, self-awareness is the pillar, the number one pillar of relationships. Everybody talks about, oh, what are the pillars or the keys of sustainable relationships? And a lot of people talk about communication and respect. Well, our whole mission is really to help women create a foundation, right? Because in life, you know, what I often say is the relationship you have with yourself sets the foundation for the relationships you have with others. That foundation, you can't build on a rocky foundation, you know. You know, when you're building a building, the engineers will go out and test the soil, and you know, they'll see if it's going to be strong enough to withstand a building. And for us, you know, that's the number one thing that we focus on, is the relationship women have with themselves. But you know, everybody talks about self-love, and you can't love others without self-love. self-love, and I think self-love is beautiful, but self-love is the self-awareness. And self-awareness is, you know, when we talk about shining a light on what makes you wobble.
Yes, absolutely. Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
What makes you wobble? What's, you know, what stories and belief systems do we have that's keeping us stuck?
Yeah.
And self-discipline, right? So like the self-discipline is that shining a light on, okay, all right, this is why I'm stuck. This is the story that's keeping me stuck, but how am I contributing to it? You know, and that's where the self-awareness comes from. Also, the self-awareness is saying, well, who am I? You know, what do I like?
Yeah.
You know, what are my quirks? That's the building block of the confidence and, you know, asking for what you want. But you can't really have sustainable relationships in life without self-awareness.
Yeah. And for people listening who don't feel like they've nailed their self-awareness, yeah, or just have sort of no clue where to start with it, I mean, how do we do it? How do we get into identifying those stories and those parts of ourselves?
Well, it goes into when we talked about the shining the light, right?
Yeah.
Well, self-awareness comes from awareness, right? Just
yeah,
drawing that awareness. So being more mindful of the emotions we experience. You and I sat down and we talked about how, you know, how we feel and the emotions that come through, they're not all bad. Just because we experience sadness and insecurity and, you know, we feel these emotions, they're not negative, they're coming through for a reason. But as soon as we paint them as negative, that's when we're not able to shine a light. That's not when we're building that awareness. The awareness comes from saying, I'm feeling some type of way right now. Why am I feeling some type of way?
Yeah.
What just happened for me to, you know, feel this? And I think that it would have been nice as kids, you know, to have practiced mindfulness. And Goldie Hawn certainly has had a mission of, you know, creating more mindfulness in school. She has her Goldie Hawn Foundation that does that, where what they do is they work with children and it's an actual class. And, you know, they write down the emotion that they're experiencing right now and what happened for them to experience. So if it's anger, John, well, why are you feeling angry right now? Because Johnny threw a ball at my head.
Yeah.
Okay. But we've gone our whole lives without really becoming aware of what emotions we're experiencing, that we just now we're in our adult life, you know, experiencing all of these emotions, not being mindful of where they're coming from. And then, you know, we drug them, we suppress them.
Yeah.
And then it really cuts us off from ourselves. Like there's no way we're going to be able to get to know ourselves without shining a light on the things that are coming through.
Yeah. Goldie Hawn's just the one, isn't she?
I don't.
Goldie Hawn, do you know what I mean?
She kills it in every area.
That's it. Just such a, she's a
she's
goddess.
She's the one. I yes. love that. She really is.
She is the one. And it's really, it's so much about identifying it, isn't
yeah.
it? And sometimes you can go back through your day, or I can do this, and I can go, God, I was in a really bad mood all day. And I realized that it was something that I saw online or a comment that somebody said, or it could have been hours ago. Do
right.
you know what I mean? But you're triggered, and then the feeling's just in your body then.
Yeah.
And to be able to be mindful to catch it and to go, oh, actually, yeah, I see you. I know what this is.
Yeah.
And to be able to turn it around is such a gift. And that's the self-awareness.
Yes.
Isn't it? Self-discipline. Now, mm-hmm. discipline's really interesting mm-hmm. because discipline has got a lot of negative mm-hmm. connotations.
Yep.
You know, we think of strict parents. We think of being good at school.
Yeah.
You know, that's your discipline, actually.
Yeah.
And you've got to have your discipline. And nobody, as kids, we don't want it. It's a
yeah.
really negative word. And
yeah.
I think what happens as an adult is that we go, well, I don't want to, so I don't have to. And I was listening to one episode and you were talking about Will Smith was talking about it on
right.
Stories, wasn't
mm-hmm.
he? You explain it because you'll do it far
yeah.
better than I will.
Well, yeah, Will Smith did a story, and I always talk about self-love. There's so many, you know, it's so vague. Like if we have to practice self-love, okay, well, how? And how do you know if you're loving yourself, you know? And Will Smith, now he's killing it on Instagram. He went on this Instagram story rant about self-love being self-discipline. It's seeing pretty much your higher self. Now I'm just rephrasing it. It's seeing, you know, if you're setting a vision for yourself, it's who do I have to be to obtain that? And so self-love is all about self-discipline. It's knowing that, you know, there's a certain passion or purpose or something that you're working on. Well, you're not just going to get there by thinking about it, right? So there's going to be some things that you're going to say no to, right? So there's going to be hours that you're going to have to put in, and then people are going to ask you to go out or ask you to do things. And the self-discipline comes in, which shines a light on the self-love, which is, I wish I could do that, but something's more important.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, especially with women, because I work with women, we think as a community. So we're just very much like, as soon as somebody asks me to do something, especially if it's somebody I love or a good friend, I'm like, yeah, no problem. Like, yeah. No problem, because it's fun. When I started practicing the self-discipline is knowing like, okay, yes, I have a strong enough why, and there's something that I'm, you know, trying to work towards. And sometimes you're going to have to say no.
Yeah.
You know? So it is that. Discipline does sound restricting, and I'm a freedom, like I'm so freedom oriented. Yep. I'm like all about me doing whatever I want. But self-love is doing things every single day that your future self would be proud of.
It's about doing what you almost want most rather than what you want right now. Like,
yes.
It's not about that instant gratification.
Yes.
And for me, I mean, it's food. Like, food plays a really big story around that for
right.
me. You know, I'm just going to eat this now and then feel bad about it later, yeah. or just not honor that future self who doesn't eat like that or who wants to eat better.
Right.
Because what happens, I think, if we don't listen to that, is the future self gets a little bit further away,
yeah.
doesn't it? It's like, oh, well, not today.
Yeah.
Didn't happen today. Oh, maybe tomorrow. And it just gets pushed on sort of further and further, I think.
Yes. And then also going back to, you know, you and I discussed it when we're talking about goals, right? We can write a whole list of goals. Most of them we probably won't even achieve. But the reason why is because we don't have a strong enough why. Like,
yeah.
why are we doing this? Why is it a mission? Why is it so important to you? If it's important to you, you will find a way to say no to other things that are going to get in the way.
Yeah.
You know, if it's important to you, that you're not going to make as many excuses. If it's not that important to you, you'll make excuses. And but I also don't like, I'm all about having a good time. I don't like having a restricting life. I mean, as you can see, we just love having a good time no matter what we do. And it's the self-awareness comes into, you know, what is it like, who am I about? What like lights me up? I love performing arts. I love customer service and hospitality. I came from that world before the ladies coach. And so, you know, in TLC and what we do, the reason why we started the YouTube channel and, you know, even with the ladies coach and the events that we're going to be doing, I want to bring all of those elements in. So the performing arts elements and the entertainment, you know, and you're an entertainer too.
Yeah.
Bringing in the hospitality, because the reason why I started the ladies coach is because I love servicing people. I love it. I come from Las Vegas, so I was working in the casino industry, but I was servicing, you know, high rollers, which I loved, but they're also spending a shit ton of money in casinos, and it's not something that's going to fulfill me,
yeah.
you know, for the
yeah.
rest of my life.
Yeah.
So it's like, how can I bring who I am to what I do? And the self-awareness comes up. Who am I? What am I drawn to? You know, what are some outside elements? It's not just about your field. There's a million people doing what I do. There's a million people talking about relationships and helping women with relationships. But it's, who am I? What am I drawn to? And how can I bring that to the ladies coach? Because that's how you build rapport with people. That's how you relate to people, because they might be into the same thing.
And also, what might happen is that you spot things that you think you wanted or you should want, or somebody's told you, oh, you're very good at that, so you should probably do that. I think
yes.
we get told that quite early on as well. And it's amazing sometimes to go, oh, I didn't really want that.
Yeah.
Like, I've kind of built this around it, but it's not what I wanted. It's what I should have thought. It's what I thought I wanted, or I
yes.
should have been doing. And I have a big problem with the word should.
Yeah.
I find it very mean a lot yeah. of the time.
Yes. And I'm glad you do, because should is usually tied to someone's love we're trying to earn. That's where that should is. So I should do this, but for what reason? For whose love, you know? And I did an episode on, you know, the masks of relationships, which is, you know, what mask do you have to put on to feel loved by the people around you? And a lot of people feel this with their families.
Yeah.
They feel it with their friendships. But that should, that feeling of I should do this, this should be the right thing for me to do, is always tied to somebody's love that we're trying to feel, you know? So the self-awareness part goes into, whose love am I trying to feel? Who am I trying to prove myself to? Is it daddy? Is it mommy? Is it, you know, my sister? Is it a best friend? Then for me, I guess that next thing is, okay, if it's my dad, okay, if I should do this because I'm trying to make my dad happy. Then it's, what conversations do I need with dad, right? Because a lot of it is not about our parents. Our parents, you know, a lot of times it's your parents love you, but you just still have this belief system attached to them, yeah. You know, and that if I don't do X, Y, and Z, I'm not worthy of their love, when really they love you.
Yeah.
So then, but we still have that walking around. We're just like having, you know, we have strings attached to so many people in our lives and don't even know that we do. And so sometimes it's shining a light on that so that we can cut the cord. And that opens up the relationship more, but then it also gives you freedom, you know, to do and express and be who you want to be.
Which ultimately will reflect for them.
Yeah.
Because they love you and they just want you to be the best version of yourself. And they're trying. It all comes with love. And it's so tricky sometimes, isn't it? When you're like, I got that from you and I don't like it. And it's so much about going, I get it. You were doing your best, because that's all they're trying to do. They're just trying to give you good stuff and make you into a good person. And so much of it does do that. And then there's just these habits, these stories that just play out. And they can play out for generation after generation, can't they? You know, they can go all the way back.
Oh, yes. Because then you transfer that to your family, you know? Yeah. The best thing we can do is cut cords. And the best way to do that is have difficult conversations.
Yeah.
You know? And if you don't talk to those people that you still have cords attached to, then write a letter that you don't need to send, but just write a letter. Find a way to cut cords. And sometimes we just need to cut cords on a lot of shit that we do every day. Like sometimes the things that we're reading every day when you open up Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we need to cut cords a lot of the times. And sometimes it's cutting cords with people that we love the most, that you know you have a good relationship with, but sometimes you can get tied to things that they're doing, or, you know, things that they do affect you in certain ways, or you feel like that you need to be doing what they do because they're successful in this area.
Yeah.
It's just cutting the cord, and it doesn't have to, it's not a negative thing. But in order for us to become more self-aware and build that foundation of love within, and that's where that self-love comes from, is cutting cords with people that are making you feel like you're in the shoulds of life.
Yes. And I loved what you said about writing a letter, because it's not always easy to have those conversations, and sometimes it's too painful for that other person to hear it, and they won't hear it. You know, what you could go about it in the best way possible, but for whatever reason, they're just not going to hear you.
Yes.
I love writing a letter and not sending it, and just being really being grateful almost around it and identifying it, and then letting it go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Crystal. That's gorgeous.
No, in the book, in my book, I talk about the story of me and my mom growing up, and it was a really difficult relationship. And you know, I thought as I became an adult that I've let everything go. I forgave her and I didn't hold grudges or anything. But what I realized is I had a cord, you know, attached to her that every time I was around her, I'd build resentment and anger. And, you know, and obviously there's always going to be a little bit of that dynamic with parents. But the best thing I ever did was write this prayer called the Ho'oponopono prayer. And it's a Hawaiian prayer, and it comes in four parts. It's thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. Thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. And you write it in those parts of thank you and what they've done that you're so grateful for. I'm sorry for your part of it. Right. So it could be for you being attached to their expectations, for you, you know, holding on to the story. Please forgive me for that. And I love you. And when you say it in that way, you have full control of, you know, your part of it. And that was the release I needed. And I didn't send it to her. I wrote it from my point of view and I wrote it from hers.
Wow.
And what I realized was, as much as you think people are hurting you, they're not.
Yeah.
My mom, as much as I felt like she was like the villain of my life, she only did what she knew, you know? And there were so many things that have happened to her that I overlooked, and her being a young mom, that I wouldn't have been able to see if I didn't release my own story with her. So now when I see her, I can see her as a woman, as a young mom. I can see what she went through. And I was like, oh, that all had nothing to do with me. It felt personal, you know, but as soon as I cut that cord, I was able to see it. And that transformed our relationship.
Yeah.
You know,
as it would. Yeah.
And, you know, she's one of my best friends. I love her. My mom. And yeah. She's an amazing mom.
You're only going to get a better relationship by doing it.
Yeah.
Aren't you? It's never going to be a negative.
Yes.
If you really own it and you can really do it with that love and that gratitude,
yeah.
It's only going to enhance what yeah. you've got.
And forgiveness is about you. It's
yeah.
not about, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I'll forgive, but I'll never forget. Well, I mean, like stories, there's a lot of stories that you wish you could forget because it's keeping you stuck. The forgiveness is giving, you know, is saying, okay, well, I'm going to give this story back to you.
Yes.
Do you know, I'm going to give this story yeah, back to you.
It's not mine.
It's not mine. Here you go.
Yeah.
And I wish you well. Yeah. Sometimes it's not about rekindling a relationship, but it's just letting go
yeah.
or letting go of your piece of it. That's, I feel like, a lot of things that are keeping people like stuck.
Mm.
And the self-awareness part is taking responsibility.
Yes.
Right? That self-awareness is saying, okay, what's mine to take ownership of?
Yeah.
Who do I need to cut cords with?
Yeah. yeah.
What's not mine? That's like taking inventory and say, okay, now I'm okay. This is my closet and this is my mess now that I have to clean up. That's self-awareness.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Something that you talk about a lot is listening to your truth, mm-hmm. which I love, which is kind of the inner, you call it the inner compass. Uh-huh. And how do we access it? Mm-hmm. How do we get in and hear it? Because it's always there, mm-hmm. isn't it? And it always knows best.
Yep.
And we get distracted so much by the chatter. There's yeah. so much chat from other people and from our own minds. Yep. Again, which is so often trying to do the right thing, but actually just to know what's right.
Yes. This comes different for... It comes different for a lot of people. Just like gifts, right? So we each have a gift. How we, you know, what we give in the world is completely different. Intuition is completely different for everybody. It could be a feeling. It could be a voice. It could be visual. A lot of times your truth comes at you in the way that you're going to receive it. We're just so overwhelmed with a lot of messages that we're not sure if that's what's coming through. But I would say that the first thing is just to stop. You know, if there's something that's making you overextend yourself, before you do that, just stop and see what comes through. You know, it could be just a small feeling when somebody's around you and you feel like this is uncomfortable. Mm. You know, this just doesn't feel right. Feel that, you know, and just the more you just practice that feeling and the more that you just sit in it, the more you become more aware of what that intuition feels like. And the truth is like that compass of, hey, this person doesn't feel right, or oh, that just, I don't know if that's the right job for you, or I'm not sure if this is the right thing for you to do. And a lot of times what I've realized is it comes in different, I guess, would it be like modalities? I don't know. Is that the...
Yeah, well, it can look different ways. Yeah, modalities, gorgeous. Have it, Crystal.
Thank you. But it comes in different ways for me. A lot of it, you know, when I was younger and making a lot of crazy decisions, it got loud, you know? So life will show you to yourself. And sometimes it's loud and it's not pleasant and you find yourself suffering, but that's your truth saying, this is the shit that you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, you would hope that it's just silent.
Yeah. Nice and comfortable and easy.
You'd hope that it's just like, yeah. Oh, no, I don't think this is right. But sometimes it becomes like, it's just whatever it's going to take for you to hear her.
Yeah. Tuning in and just going, okay, what's the right thing for me? And it always comes up. And Lucy Sheridan, who we've had on Wobble, yeah, says, listen to that first voice.
Yeah.
Because the chatter will try to come in and go, no, that's not a good idea. Yeah. But that first voice, I mean, it is always a voice for me. So that's kind of my thing, that it'll always come up and it'll go and have a glass of water, go and have a bath, go and just sit. Yeah. Don't reply now, say no, you know, or say yes or whatever it is. And then the mind will come in and go, no, you don't want to be doing that. That's not what's going to happen here. And it's incredible because it'll just repeat, won't it? It'll just keep going.
Yes. Another thing is where, you know, your truth is going to come from a place of, you know, abundance for you. It's always going to help. It's always going to keep you. Its job is to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
You know, when the chatter starts coming in and we start, you know, when we stop listening to our truth is when our scarcity mind comes through. And it's like, yeah, but okay, so let's talk about relationships, right? You know, there's a guy that you broke up with. This guy, he's toxic. And he's texting you now. Okay. The truth is,
classic.
You know,
yeah,
your ass should not be responding to his text messages. Okay. You know that.
Yeah.
You feel that, because the knowing of that says, okay, this person is toxic. You should probably walk away. This is not the best thing that you should do. But then your mind comes in. Yeah. But what if he finds somebody else and I'm not going to find anybody and all that. That's the scarcity. So when, as soon as something becomes scarcity, I know that's not my truth. You know, for me and the ladies coach, there's always times where, you know, they show up as opportunities, right? There's opportunities being thrown at you. And a lot of the times, you know, whenever my scarcity mind comes in, like, oh, what if I won't get another opportunity like this? Or, oh, am I supposed to partner with this person? Like, imagine all the things that I can be doing. When that comes in, I'm like, oh, no, I'm just going to sit back for a second. And then that's when, you know, when I talk about the truth and that compass, the compass will say, no, your vision is much more greater than that. This is all temporary satisfaction. And so what I've always done was, okay, as soon as something feels scarce and that I'm going to miss an opportunity.
We talk about fear a lot on Wobble.
Yeah.
And something that I heard you say was front and backseat emotions.
So it's like, you know, the truth, it isn't like this. And there might be some woohoo people listening. I don't know if that's your
audience. Oh, we have all sorts of wobblers. Everyone who wobbles.
Well, there's like a lot of people who believe in angels or guides, whatever spiritual beings,
yeah,
right? And they all come kind of from the same source, like spirits and all this stuff. So I'm just going to get into the woohoo just to bring in the lesson. There's, you know, a lot of people will talk about how, oh my goodness, I've been receiving all these messages and it's overwhelming. And it's just like, you know, when you're it feels like you can't, it's not clear. The message isn't clear. Well, a lot of people in the metaphysical world will say, well, that's not a guide or an angel, because your guide or an angel will be very clear with their message, right? Very, very clear. So we might think it's angels speaking to us, but it's not if you can't make you can't make the message. So if it's overwhelming and it's, you know, and that's our scarcity mind,
yes,
and all that's coming at us, your truth is like angels and guides. Your truth is very clear and sometimes very loud.
Yes.
But it's clear.
Yeah.
Everything
else. There's no confusion. Yeah.
Everything else is distracting. So if you can just, if you're in the beginning stages of trying to like learn your intuition, just know that it is very simple and very clear. When something becomes not clear, that is the scarcity mind. That is the, oh yeah, but what if what if you don't message him back? And what if he runs away? Or what if you're not good enough for this relationship and all? That's when you know it's not your truth.
Yeah. Oh, so good. I want to talk about manifesting.
Okay.
Because Jules is a big fan and he would want to know everything. Because I know it can be a really misleading phrase. Yeah. It can be like, oh yeah, just manifest it, babes. And it's like, okay, yeah, what? And so, what does it mean to you? And I know you talk a lot about the art of manifesting and things like that. So what does manifestation mean to you?
Manifesting is, it's not positive or negative. It's manifesting is you're creating, you know, you're creating. You can manifest bad relationships. You can manifest shitty friends. You can manifest self-sabotaging behaviors, or you can manifest healthy, positive relationships. You can manifest your dream job. You can manifest purpose in your life. Manifesting is not just positive. People are manifesting every day. In fact, the whole world is manifesting, you know, most of the world. Manifestation is just what you're calling in, right? Yeah. What are you open to? And a lot of people are calling in some pretty negative stuff. So it's not that they're not manifesting. They are, you know. Our goal, though, is to manifest in a positive way. Our goal is to see, and that's where it's like finding what is going to feel abundant, right? What's going to feel right to us? Not just that scarcity of, you know, but, and in order for that to happen, what belief systems do I need to change? You know, what cords do I need to cut? You know, what things do I need to shine a light on, you know, that I'm responsible for and that I need to, you know, make some changes? Because manifesting isn't just thinking positive. Manifesting is there's action behind it, right? So you want a dream job. It's what do I have to do? You know, who do I have to be to create that vision? It's the same thing, you know? So manifesting to me, I think the number one thing, and anybody who is a fan of manifesting, I think is so beautiful. But notice that they're not just thinking, you know, or hoping that something's going to happen for them. They're also creating it. They're every day they're taking action on things that, what we talked about, the self-discipline is, what do I need to do today in order for me to feel that, to have that, or to create that vision? So it's like there are small actions towards it, but people are also doing it in the negative way also.
Yeah, which is so important to acknowledge, because we think of it as this great positive thing that we can just channel into and we can call in anything we want.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, it's amazing how just sometimes just by our actions, we're manifesting the wrong thing.
Yes.
Yeah, which is, it's so powerful, isn't it?
I mean, how many women, you know, say there's just not any good guys out there.
Yeah.
Right? But they keep manifesting shitty relationships, you know, because that belief alone, there's a certain energetic presence that you have with your belief systems. So if you believe that there's no good guys out there, what kind of energy do you think you're bringing, you know, to the world or bringing to the spaces of trying to meet people, right?
Yeah.
It's just, there's just nobody, you know? So you're not going to be your full self. You're not going to feel, you're not going to come with the energy of, I'm living in abundance, you know, and I'm loving myself, and whoever comes. It is completely restricted, you know, restricted energy. Those belief systems are attached, and then it still lands you in the wrong relationships. So there's like there's a energetic presence I feel with, you know, that comes with, you know, the belief systems that we have. You know, so if you're believing like, oh my God, like we were talking about celebration, my whole life is a celebration. There is an energetic presence with that. Like people can feel that, you know, if there's a purpose or a vision or something that you're trying to achieve, that energy that you have is going to give you, you know, it's going to be followed by action more so than the opposite.
Absolutely. Because you can look at something like, oh, I can't have that though. That's not possible for me. And that's the limiting belief that you're putting around it immediately. You're kind of fencing it.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas actually, if you thought, do you know what? I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna try it, and it's gonna be brilliant.
Yeah.
Actually, just that different mindset, just that different way of approaching it is that's as simple as it is sometimes, isn't it? To just change language around it is so important.
So important.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're kind of like energy type of people, you know, and when you feel, so you can feel, you know, when you're around people, you can feel when they're coming from low energy, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it. But the thing is that if we're trying to go into setting goals for ourselves or manifesting things that are important to us or a wedding or a happy, loving relationship, There's a certain presence, there's a certain state that you need to add, you know, and there's, because we are all participating and co-creating in our relationships, you know, and as a co-creator, it's like, what are you bringing?
Yeah.
What are you bringing? Okay, great. This job is gonna, you know, this is something that you really want, or this is, you know, something you really want to create. How are you going to get that? You know, how, what are you participating in? What are you choosing? What are you saying no to? You know, what actions are you taking, you know, to show up for that dream?
I love your episode on procrastination.
Oh, God.
I love it. And I love that you talked about it as embracing that part of yourself.
Yeah.
So actually identifying, okay, I procrastinate. That's my thing. That's what I do. But instead of going, why do I do that? Oh, I'm so awful. Oh, I shouldn't do that. I've got to get... Instead, accepting that part of yourself.
Yes.
How do you... I mean, if we identify something about ourselves that is, has always been considered a negative that's got to go, but actually you realise it's just part of who you are, babes. What do you do? Like, how do you... How do you learn to love that part?
Oh, you know what? It's just choosing not to suffer. I'd rather not suffer, you know, because it's like if you don't, you know, we talked about the self-awareness. If procrastinating is a part of you, but you still get the job done.
Yes.
Right? Now, if it's a problem, if procrastinating is causing you to suffer, something has to happen. But if it's just a personality trait, or if it's just a part of you, you can either suffer, worry, and stress about it, or you can be like, well, I still get everything done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like it still gets done. So it's just why suffer?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that it's just that simple. It's choosing, you know, if you're going to stress isn't always bad, you know, but if you're constantly suffering, that's a choice. That becomes a choice now.
Yeah.
You know? But if it's just who you are, then it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. do you think you can love that part of yourself?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of that part of myself, I feel like I've done so much.
Yeah.
You know, because it allows me to also sit on things that I know isn't going to work for me. So it's allowed me to stop, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
It also, I'm like, I get in my head, you know, I love daydreaming and thinking of, I'm like a vision. I love thinking as, you know, like a vision.
Yeah.
Chrissy is more of like the manager. So I like throw out all of these ideas and she's like, fuck my life. I'm like, and then we could do this and we could do that and we can, and she's just like, shit. And she's more systems oriented.
Yeah.
I'm not a systems type of gal. You know, that's why I loved what you said about systems, creating systems in place. And here's the thing that I realized when I was talking to you, because, you know, although I'm not like a, you know, I know who I am. I love to think in visions. I still create systems. I still create my own version of systems.
Yes.
And that's what you said.
Yeah.
It's like find systems that work for you. It's not just, it's just like the discipline part, right?
Yeah.
We have all of these negative feelings about words, but really it's if you are a freedom oriented person, just because you need to have self-discipline isn't going to restrict your freedom.
No.
Systems are not going to restrict. In fact, they allow you more freedom to be who you are and to work in the way that works best for you. So that's, you know, and then you got to find the people that can do, keep you in check.
You've got to find your Chrissy, basically. You know, that's what's got to happen here. Yeah. Everybody's got to find their Chrissy.
Exactly. Everybody's got to find a momager somewhere.
We always ask everybody this, Crystal, if you do wobble, what makes you wobble?
I wobble all the time.
Do you?
Yeah. So I just turn it into a dance. This makes me wobble. Podcast interviews.
Wow. You
know, it's crazy. It makes me, because that there's that little like what we talked about, like, am I doing enough? Like, am I saying enough? Does this make sense? You know, because our whole thing is, you know, we want to relate to people. We want to make sure that the message is being clear. It's nerve-wracking. It's like, it's still like all of those little voices come in like, oh, am I doing enough? You know? But it's all necessary, right? So the wobble is what makes me, oh my God, this is necessary. This means I'm on the right track. Putting myself out there, that's the wobble.
Yeah, just doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. It's been an absolute joy. I mean, I will be staying in your suite now. I'm not leaving, by the way. If people want to find you, Crystal, where can they come? What's the best thing to do?
Yes, we love Instagram, so The Ladies Coach. and the website always for all free resources that can make your life better, theladiescoach.com.
Brilliant. And the book, let's mention the book.
It's called How to Be Hot, Your Guide to Becoming Happy, Open, and Trusting in Your Relationships.
Divine. And available everywhere that sells good books, I would imagine, everywhere. Crystal, thank you so much for being on Wobble.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, this was so exciting.
Self-love is doing things every day that your future self will thank you for. I almost want to get that tattooed on me. I want to cross-stitch it and put it up somewhere. There is just, and I know we say this all the time on Wobble, when I went and met her, it was manifesting. That's the big thing that I took from meeting her and listening to that the first time.
I also
time.
Love my shout out during manifesting.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
I was like, I'm going to have to ask her about manifesting for Jules.
I am a fan.
But listening back to it when I was putting it together, I have had a huge wobble today. Today's been really, really wobbly for me. And one of the things that I realised is I'm totally overwhelmed. I'm starting a new business. I'm getting married in less than 3 months. There's so much to do, and I am completely overwhelmed that I can't see where to step forward. And those voices are loud right now, that chatter that's getting in the way. And to hear Crystal talking about coming back and finding your truth and keeping it that simple was so beneficial hearing that today.
I actually thought a lot of what Crystal said, her theories about the truth and the first voice that you hear, really reflected what Lucy Sheridan said in season one. I listened to this and I cried listening to this episode of Wobble because there was so much triggering for me and I was so engaged. I remember I was trying to like work at the same time and I thought, no, I've got to listen. And I sat back on the sofa and stared out the window and ended up crying. I love how she talks so openly. Like, there was a whole thing about cutting the cords with people who put you in the should category.
Yes.
And I liked the part about writing a letter and letting it go. I thought that was really powerful. She's also a complete optimist, which I love.
Yes.
And like, I totally connected with her on that. And I like the bit that she called it woo-woo. Like, the spirit guides, which I'm all over. I mean, there's everywhere you look, there's crystals in this house. There's so much in that episode. And I know that I could listen to that episode back 3 or 4 times and pull something out differently. I think that it's almost like the Gina Swire of season one.
Sure, the revisitor.
Yeah, this will be one that I'll always revisit because there's so much good, solid content. I felt like this episode was a real guide for me.
Yeah, I hear you. I felt exactly the same. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for Crystal as well for coming on Wobble. It was such an absolute joy to have her.
If you have maybe a friend who is having a wobble, recommend this podcast because this isn't about us gaining loads of listens or anything like that. This is about us helping you. And
ourselves.
it's free therapy.
Yes.
But also, like, you know, the people around you may need help and they might not know about this podcast. So please tell them because you don't know how each episode of Wobble could affect somebody else. And so please, like, share the love.
Subscribe.
5 stars.
Absolutely. And we will see you next time for another brilliant guest on Wobble.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.